You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
Remember now, Free for All Friday begins in a little over 30 minutes from now. I hope you have your thoughts all collected and you'll be calling us because Mary will open the wicket at that point. Right now, we'd like to, you probably know that here at Zoomer Radio, we're pretty interested in history and the preservation of old buildings. We've had quite a number of issues pass our radio desk here dealing with a lot of those issues. And we were contacted by a group of citizens a couple of weeks ago about the preservation of a rather special stone cottage in Oshawa that once was built and owned by George McLaughlin. Yes, those McLaughlins, George and Sam. And there's a big residential development going in that very area. And the issue has been now how or can the stone cottage, the foreman's cottage. Is that what it's called?
It's called the foreman's cottage.
The foreman's cottage. That's John Henry. He's the mayor of the city of Oshawa, and he's here in the studio to talk about this issue. Thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
So what's the bottom line on where we are with this? I know there's been a lot of backing and forthing. There have been a lot of meetings about this. I've gone through an incredible amount of detail about what's going to happen to the cottage. Where are we with it?
Well, yesterday council met. We had a council meeting to talk about the issue, and unfortunately, the project's going to continue. There was a demolition permit that was issued for the house, and the developer has that. One of the things that we've done at the city is we're starting to change the process on how we do applications for development to become more aware of some of the issues. This land goes back to the original deal prior, long before I was in government, but in 2006 when it started to come together. But on the McLaughlin part, you forgot the other brother that nobody knows about, John McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin, yeah.
Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing, eh? And George McLaughlin, he was a counselor, too, at one point, wasn't he?
At one time, yes, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, the McLaughlin family has a tremendous history in Oshawa, and you're aware that Parkwood is there.
Well, when you say McLaughlin, you think of Oshawa, I think.
Yeah, and in some of the things that create some problems for elected officials is, for example, Parkwood's an amazing place, and it's a historic site, but, you know, the city of Oshawa picks up a big part of the operating cost to keep that building the way it is.
Well, that's the heat of your kitchen, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, I was back and pulled some stuff together. And since 2008, we've put about $1.6 million into Parkwood alone.
Yeah, well, let's get back to the cottage, though. So sure. What's going to happen to the cottage?
Well, in the end,
what's its status?
The status is I'm hoping the developer's willing to work with anybody that wants to come and get the building. So we're still there. The project's going to continue. We've got some money.
The project being the housing project.
The housing project.
Well, of course. There was never any doubt that was not going to continue, was there?
Oh, no. Yeah. We've got a concession from the developer. They've come forward to invest some money into Heritage in Oshawa. We've got $150,000. And then we've got the other side of the road, two separate issues.
Well, what have the $150,000, that isn't directly applicable to, for example, financing moving the cottage or anything like that, is it?
No, it's specifically directed towards Heritage in Oshawa.
Okay. Heritage, generally speaking.
Well, Heritage in that part of Oshawa. So we have on the other side of Simcoe Street, we have the university, of course, and then we have the tribute, and then a project that's related to the graves of some of the famous horses that came out of the Winfield Farm stable.
E.P. Taylor.
So we've got that area as well. So it's two separate issues, east and west side of the road. I hate to use a division because it's really only all of Oshawa, but it's been progressing. And yesterday, council gave approval to continue with this, and the development's going to go forward.
I still don't know what's going to happen to the stone cottage.
Well, the stone cottage has a demolition permit. The permit was issued quite a while ago.
Okay.
And the developer has that permit.
Can you revoke that?
could council interfere with the chief building inspector of our community?
Well, I would think so. You're the council.
You can, but yeah. It sets a very interesting precedent. And when it's like when you drive downtown today, I looked at all the cranes, and I can only imagine during the process a similar issues that took place all through downtown Toronto.
I know, but mere mortals, citizens, look to their councils to protect the public interest. And if, for example, a demolition permit could be revoked, I think some people would suggest that's not a bad idea.
The problem is, well, we're correcting that for the future. But the problem is that if you interfere with the current process in any community, the problems that would cause within the city, within our development department, it was signed off and issued by...
What are you suggesting to me the council can't interfere in
council
planning?
Council can interfere issue.
Of course it can.
And as mayor, I have one vote.
Yeah.
One of 11.
Yeah.
And yesterday...
But you have the pulpit. You're the mayor. You should be able to
persuade. We see how well that works.
We see
how that works in other communities.
Well, it doesn't work that well in Toronto, but that's a different story. Yeah.
And part of it is we've got a willingness with the developer to work with us.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to paint them as bad guys here at all.
And they're not.
Yeah, even the people that want to preserve the house do not paint them as the bad guys. They're good, responsible developers, and I don't think they... Do they really want to tear this? They would rather have a solution here too, wouldn't they?
If you had a place that you wanted it to go today, Dale, they'd be willing to work with you to get it to where you need to put the
building. I'm not sure it would fit in my backyard, but are there appropriate locations for it to go from your point of view? I mean, where could it go?
That's the problem. We don't have space. We have three community museums down at the lake in Oshawa that we fund as well. We have Robin's House and Guy House and Henry House, no relation.
Yeah, okay.
Down at the waterfront in Oshawa that we also fund through the our community museum. The building, originally the conversation started around with trying to incorporate it into a fire hall, and it didn't work. It comes back to...
How far would you have had to move it to get to the fire hall?
I haven't seen the drawings. I would think...
In any event, that was decided not to be workable, right?
And not workable for our fire department.
So what it means is that the developer... The ball, it's in the developer's court. The developer is willing to move the cottage off property.
The developer's willing to work with anybody. The property's been, the building's been listed. We had it up, the developer put it up for sale, and we had no responses for the sale of the property. If somebody was to come in today and talk about picking it up and moving it, or dismantling it, moving it, and reassembling, I'm positive that we'd be able to work with them on that.
Would it have to be? It's a stone cottage. It couldn't be moved unless it was dismantled. Is that?
Well, a lot of buildings have been dismantled piece by piece and moved to other locations throughout Canada over time.
What would happen. I'm just asking: is that what would have to happen?
Depends where it was going to go.
Depends how far, right?
Yeah, if you were going to move it, a kilometer down the road is one thing. If you're going to move it hundreds of kilometers, then that's another issue, too.
Well, can't Minto simply decide to move it from its current location somewhere in its development and plunk it down, maintain the ownership, and just preserve it themselves?
Well,
wasn't that suggested at one point?
We actually had that conversation on a project. They have a stone house that they moved in another development in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
And all prices in it, it was up almost $1 million, and I think they're still working on that development of that heritage property. It's a tough decision. You'd like to save absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to provide value to the taxpayer, and that's key. And in our city, we went through a time where, in 2001, the city owed, $12 million. By 2006, it owed $130 million. In the end, our obligation is to try to make it work for everybody, but it has to be affordable for the taxpayer.
But, of course, the developer has an obligation to have a hand in preserving history where practicable and affordable as well, doesn't it?
They have an opportunity to work with us to do it.
Yeah.
And I think here in this particular case, they've been fair. They've worked with us. We've been working on this for months now. We've had conversations with the university. We've had conversations with Minto. It just doesn't fit the location and the plans that are there. And for us, the win was a willingness to work with us to delay to get the some interest from the public. If somebody was to call my office today and they were looking for the building, we would put the two organizations together and see what we could do.
Now, the staff recommendation on this house, which is 2425 Simcoe North, right? That's its address. To a future serviced single detached lot in the plan abutting Simcoe Street North to the satisfaction of the city. The future lot may be created through a future revision to the draft plan of subdivision. That was that part of the recommendation of the of staff?
That was the staff that recommendation that came forward. And we had a development service, our plan, we call it development services, but we had a planning meeting this week, and that recommendation was changed.
Okay. Change to?
Change to a heritage donation of $150,000 to the city of Oshawa. And,
well, that doesn't help preserve the cottage.
The cottage, the preserving... The,
is that where Foreman's Cottage? Yeah, okay.
Foreman's Cottage.
All right. But that doesn't preserve the cottage at all. That's $150 to the good,
$150,000
to the good.
To the good.
But it doesn't, it doesn't help. It doesn't save the cottage necessarily, right?
It's not going to save the cottage.
Yeah.
The direction that we're going, and like I said, we'd love to save the building.
Well, have you written off the cottage? Is that what we're saying?
Well, we have an opportunity until the demolition permit expires in September that for some interaction, if somebody comes up and says, I want the building. Then there's an opportunity right there to work together to do it. What? But from a city standpoint, council yesterday in a vote, seven of us in council to go forward with the new proposal.
So
for
you've
the
pretty well kissed it off then, have you?
Well, there's always somebody that can walk in and say, I want it, and the opportunity to work with them is there. The city doesn't own the land.
Well, that's true, of course
not. We direct the planning, and our staff...
But you direct the planning, yes.
We direct the planning.
That's right.
Within the realms of the world of planning that we operate in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd love to make everything work. At the same time, trying to manage the tax rate, and you hear people talk about taxes in Oshawa, and trying to fix that problem.
What's this got to do with the tax rate? We're talking about saving a little cottage.
We're talking about possible financial impacts, too. Everybody says that it may not cost the city of Oshawa any money, but it wasn't that long ago where the taxpayers were told that the arena downtown wouldn't cost the taxpayers any money as well.
Yes, I remember that issue. But in this case, wasn't there a further staff recommendation that, or a Minto offer, I can't remember which it was now. This is a fairly complex set of negotiations, in my view anyway, that's been going on. Wasn't there a recommendation from someone that the developer themselves be responsible for moving the cottage somewhere, whether or not on their own property or off the property? Was that not talked about at some point?
There's been multiple conversations about this issue, and it's far more complex than just the issue that we're here today about the house. It goes back years.
Yeah,
it's an amazing piece of property in the north end of the city. The lands include the university and the college, UOIT and Durham College, and the development that's going along, creating one of the newest universities in the country. And it's trying to manage the land transactions that go back quite a while. And in 2006, when the first sign of a problem came up, and we're doing our best as a council to make it work.
Okay, but let me try to bottom line this so we can all understand what you're saying. So the fate of the cottage literally is in the hands of the developer.
Yes.
Totally.
As of now, yes.
As of now.
Mm-hmm.
The council says we're having no more to do with this.
Council, yes. Yesterday we voted on the plan that's before us for the development of those lands, yes.
Okay. And Minto, the developer, they could tear down the house tonight and everything would be fine.
Well, I hope they wouldn't.
I'm just saying they have a demolition permit, so in fact they could.
They could.
Yeah.
They could have done that with the demolition.
They could have done it a long time ago.
So,
to be fair to them, they could have done
so
it a
Minto,
long time
you can
ago.
See that there's been a willingness to work with us. And I commend them for that. I think they've done a great job. And as we've gone through the discussions about the area, I think we've done almost everything we can to make this work. there are groups in every city that have ideas, and we try to work within all those groups. And, you know, there is a small group of people here, and there's groups of people all over the city that are trying to vie and get issues related to their area done. And we do our best to do our due diligence and make sure that we work at this. And we've spent a lot of time, and a lot of time outside of council has been spent on this by members of council and myself.
And by a lot of ordinary citizens and former councillors who have tried to do the best they can to save it as well.
It comes back to heritage has been an issue in Oshawa since about 2005.
It's an issue in many, many communities, isn't it?
Where we've tried to redesignate streets and done some things. And it's becoming important. And on the properties that we own as a municipality, we have an obligation to keep those properties serviced. Our community museum, we need to keep the money flowing to keep that and to support Parkwood as well.
My guest is John Henry. He's the mayor of the city of Oshawa. We're talking about the Foreman's Cottage on the old McLaughlin property in Oshawa. Can it be saved? Will it be saved? If you have a question about this or a comment, give us a call at 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
Okay, it's 11:50. We're back with John Henry, the mayor of the city of Oshawa, talking about the Foreman's Cottage on the old McLaughlin property, then the E.P. Taylor property. Now housing is going to go in there. It's quite a massive development when you look at the whole thing, isn't it? The housing?
It's an amazing development on both sides of the road.
There's
this project and another project adjacent to the university and college.
Okay, and so the situation now is with the Foreman's Cottage. Council has decided that it will do nothing at this point. It's up to the developer what the developer wants to do. If it wants to tear down the cottage, it has to do it before the end of September, did you say?
In September.
In September, at some point. Yeah. If they don't tear it down by then, they would have to apply for another demolition permit. What would you say then?
I think it would be another interesting conversation.
It would be an interesting conversation, wouldn't it, at that point?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess what you're telling me, what you're hinting is that we should be talking to the developer to see what their plans are, because they're still talking to the citizens group that we had talked to earlier, trying to come up with some kind of plan that would save it.
Well, but the good news is we're on the air today, and the hundreds of thousands of people that are listening may have some interest. They may drive by it this weekend,
to come with a whole pocket load of cash? I mean, what's the deal here?
I'm pretty sure the deal would be pretty favorable.
You would think
yes,
so.
It would be.
But then, of course, the moving of the cottage would be a pretty big expense, don't you think?
Well, I think if you looked at the property and you had a cottage lot someplace and you were looking for this style of cottage and you were willing to spend that kind of money, who knows? Maybe.
What's the square footage on the cottage? Is it reasonable size?
It's two-story.
It's fairly big.
Fairly big.
We say cottage. It's not really
small.
It's a house. It's a full-grown house, right? Okay, we got a couple of calls here. Let's see what's on people's minds. Here's Clifford calling from Welland. What do you think about this, Clifford? You got a question?
Yeah, I have a question. With the cottage, is there any kind of a stipulation that it has to remain in Oshawa?
there's a good question.
I believe not. If somebody was willing to contact my office and talk to me about that, I would put the developer together and see where it goes. We don't own it as a city. It's actually owned by the developer, but I'm sure there'd be a willingness.
Because I think I might know a place where it could go.
Really?
Yeah. Out here, just outside of St. Catharines, there's a sort of, you know, antique village thing with an old stone mill, old house, sawmill. And just down the street is the house that Laura Secord went to.
Oh, really?
Which is just the stone foundation now.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like I don't know if it's a city park or a provincial park or something. It's kind of a historical site.
Well,
now,
you should...
I met the curator, and I know him.
Why don't you give him a call, see what he says?
I don't have his number right now, and
well,
I can't remember his name.
Clifford, I bet you can figure that out, you know.
Yeah, but it's the city of St. Catharines, I think, that manages it.
Yeah.
And I know they just spent something like $1 million on a stone bridge for the place.
Yeah.
They might be interested in
it. they might, Clifford. That's an interesting thought. I mean, it brings its own history with it. It is the McLaughlin Cottage, the foreman's cottage, so, but it doesn't mean that history couldn't be celebrated somewhere else. But wouldn't that be a bit of a loss to Oshawa if it, in fact, left Oshawa?
Well, part of it is the heritage of the building stays and the history goes with the building. Would it be less of a loss to tear it down?
No, I think it would be worse to tear it down, would it not?
Yes.
Don't you think? Would you agree with that? Yeah. Here's Walt calling from Oshawa. What do you think about this, Walt? You got a question?
Well, more than a question, it's a comment on the mayor talks about saving the heritage of Oshawa. The record for Oshawa saving Oshawa's heritage is pathetic.
Probably not much better than Toronto's.
What building has Oshawa ever saved?
Well, that seems like a bit of a rhetorical question. Do you have a question pertaining to this cottage?
Well, the other question, they tried to save some heritage from Whitby. They bought all those miniature houses for $250,000, and yet they can't find the money to save this piece of Oshawa heritage? How come?
What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Mayor?
Well, it took me 3 months to broker the deal to sell the houses
These are the miniature houses.
The miniatures are gone now. They're in the possession of Niagara Falls now. But and I understand that. But at the same time, you know, this over the last 5 years, we've put $1.6 million into Parkwood, trying to retain the cultural history.
For those
of that
who don't know, what is Parkwood?
Parkwood is R.S. McLaughlin's home in the center of Oshawa.
Yeah, yeah.
And we fund.
Well, that's right down in the right in the central part. Yeah.
And we put into the Oshawa Historical Society over the last 5 years $1.5 million to protect the history down at the waterfront with Guy House and Robinson House and Henry House and Heritage Oshawa. We put money into Heritage Oshawa each year.
But the thing is, and thanks, Walt, for the call. The thing with the cottage is, it's on property that it's been acquired by the developer. It's not on your property. But let me ask you this: when was the demolition permit issued?
It was a couple months ago, prior to the grassroots group came together immediately after the awarding of the permit. They came.
So
in,
at that point, council, or at least. City Hall in Oshawa had decided that a demolition permit was warranted.
Well, the permit process doesn't work like it. They came in and made an application to the chief building inspector for a demolition permit, and he awarded it based on the rules that govern planning.
The rules that he's got, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There was no particular historical designation on the building that would prohibit that.
Well,
right?
Heritage Oshawa has to sign off on the permit.
That's what I mean.
And they did.
They signed off. They said, okay, it can go.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Essentially is what they're saying, right? Here's Rosemary calling from Columbus. Rosemary, do you have a question about this?
Oh, hi. Yes, to Mayor Henry, with respect, I attended that council meeting yesterday, and I heard you refer to it as being approved by a unanimous number of council members, 7. And your council is actually made up of 11, with 4 away. I'm just curious why you framed it that way in your discussion. As you know, I'm quite intimately involved in this grassroots effort to bring awareness to the whole matter. And a couple other things you said earlier, that the house was listed. When you say something's listed, that kind of gives the impression that it was listed with real estate. In fact, it was just advertised once in the local paper, not describing it as on the Winfield property.
Well, I guess we're advertising it now, Rosemary, aren't we?
Yes, I think this is great, Dale. I really appreciate the awareness that you're bringing and the
But let me ask you a question before we go on here about how many councillors were there and how many weren't. The point is it passed, and so that's the end of it as far as that's concerned. Is your group still going to be able to negotiate with the developer, have further talks with them, try to come up with some ideas?
Well, in fact, council was well aware yesterday that we still have ongoing meetings planned, the next meeting planned next month.
Okay.
And that we've worked very hard and very positively to try to find a solution here. But we're now hamstrung. The city council, when they met yesterday, it was just a rubber stamp on the draft plan.
Well, council is out of it. But Rosemary, council is out of it now. It's simply negotiations between you and the developer, I guess, right?
Right. The city has said good luck, you know, goodbye, good luck, see what you can do.
Okay.
And really, it's quite disheartening to find that our elected officials weren't there to make a little bit stronger effort.
Okay.
And then Mayor Henry for the job he's doing, but on this one, as I said earlier, on your radio program, somebody dropped the ball, and it's the residents who are trying to pick it up. And you know, you'd think we'd have a little bit more support. Excuse me.
All right, Rosemary, I'm running out of time here, but thank you very much for your call. Thoughts on what?
Well, on council, we had seven members of council there. The seven members were unanimous. Two are on holidays, and two had other appointments.
Fair enough.
The people in the room were unanimous. You know, we've done our best. As a mayor, I've met with several organizations, including the developer, to try to work to make this work. And we've met with the grass groups. And in the end, I hope from today's show that that we get the message out there and somebody actually comes forward, and who knows where it will end
up. Mr. Mayor, I think we'll be talking to the developer next, so we'll see how far we get with them. Thanks very much for coming in and giving me your calling card, which is an O. Henry chocolate bar. I get it. Thanks very much.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.